We're going to head out to Kalamazoo and be joined by Western Michigan head coach Tim Lester. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Doing.
Do we have Coach Lester on the line?
Ken, you got me?
Yep, very good. We got you. There you go. Thank you very much for your time, and obviously congratulations on the 31-15 win over Central Michigan. When getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Broncos.
I thought all three phases played pretty well. They didn't score till the fourth quarter, which I was proud of the defense, and they bent, they moved the ball, but we were able to stop and keep them out of the end zone, and offensively we were pretty consistent throughout the game, and we had way too many penalties in the fourth quarter that kind of helped them creep back into the game, and they were physical. I thought we improved on many phases, and we still have a lot to improve on, but it's always good to get a win against your rival.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Lester and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Let's go to our first question for Coach Lester.
Your question comes from Evan Petzold with Central Michigan Life.
How's it going, Tim?
It's going well. How are you, man?
Doing well. So, just looking at the fact that, obviously you had Central last year and then this year. What's the biggest change in their program and the way that they run things? And I guess, too, do you think that they're improved from last year? Do they still have work to do? Where are they really at in terms of overall in the conference? What are some of your thoughts on that question, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I think they're much improved. I think defensively, I thought they were pretty good last year. I think they're still tough. If you look statistically where they're at defensively, they're one of the better teams in our conference. Where they were lacking last year is offensively. And Coach McElwain's done a great job of – they have a plan. They run every formation known to man, and that passing game is just going to continue to get better as the time – it's a timing thing. And that takes – that doesn't happen overnight, but we had to be ready for every single formation and shift and check, and he does a great job of getting Pimpleton the ball. And I think that's the biggest difference is they have the ability to explode on offense, whereas last year I didn't think they did. And their defense always has the ability to hold you low. So I think they're much improved and going to continue to get better every week.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Tim, the victory, obviously a rivalry game and a home game and, winning it for the seventh time in the last 9 years. Talk about how this can kind of give your Broncos momentum heading into league play, especially with such a key West Division game with Toledo this week.
You gain confidence every time you're out there together, especially defensively where we're brand new defense. So they're getting better every time they're out there running the calls together and seeing different offenses attack them. And the other thing is in the non-conference, it's unique because you never really know how you stack up. We're all playing different schools. They're playing Wisconsin. We're playing Michigan State. And you really don't – you have a hard time knowing exactly where you stand until you get out there and play conference games. So it was a big game for us because it was our rival, but really it was our first MAC game to kind of get our feet wet and figure out how we stacked up in our league. And we're going to need that confidence building up to a Toledo team who looks great on film.
When you watch Toledo on film, what are some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively?
Well, I think their team speed is, it's something that we pride ourselves on is our speed, and I think they have great speed. I think their defense flies around. They've done a great job of keeping people out of the end zone. I think scoring defense, they're number one in the league right now. And offensively, Coach Candle has always had those guys clicking, and I know they're replacing wideouts, but the new guys look great, and their running game's stronger than ever. And so they're going to score points. It's something they've been doing for years and years. And this year, I just think they're really active on defense, and they're tough. They lost one game. That was the first game, and they've tied three together in a row. So they're tough, and we got to go to their place. So a lot of chips stacked against us, and we're excited to get out there and play.
Defensively, your Broncos being able to create the forcing three turnovers and three sacks. Talk about the effective play from your defense.
Yeah, they did a great job. You know, we gave, you know, they did move the ball a little bit, which, you know, which is okay, but they didn't get it into the end zone. We had a two huge fourth down stops, and we had three turnovers. So, you know, when you're getting turnovers and you're keeping things in front of you, we're running to the ball. That's one thing I've been very proud of this group. When we're fast on defense and we fly around, and you know, we still got to continue to tackle better. But it's something that we're going to continue to work on. And, you know, just watching their improvement, I always, anytime you have a new coordinator and you're running a new defense or even a new offense, it takes time. It's like everybody out there is a freshman, and they're getting better every single week, every single quarter, and we have to continue to improve.
For success on Saturday afternoon, what do your Broncos need to accomplish?
Well, you know, we have to be efficient on offense. You know, which is something we've been able to do, but every Saturday is different. So we gotta get the ball moving and be able to grind out first downs. They don't give up many big plays. They're gonna make you earn it, and then we gotta limit their explosive plays because they're an explosive offense. You know, watching them play Colorado State, it was an offense on both sides of the ball. It was an offensive explosion. So we gotta limit big plays and be able to get first downs and be efficient on offense. And then I think special teams will be, you know, those two things happen. If special teams will make a huge impact in the game. And, you know, those are, I think, the keys as of right now for the game this Saturday.
Well, Tim, congratulations on the win over Central Michigan. We want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Tim. Again, for Tim Lester and his Western Michigan Broncos, coming off a 31-15 win over Central Michigan. In that contest, the Broncos amassed 432 yards of total offense in winning the victory cannon for the seventh time in the last 9 years. Quarterback John Wasink, 18-29 passing for 244 yards and two touchdowns. And Levante Bellamy, running back, third consecutive 100-yard rushing game with 105 yards on his 25 carries and one touchdown. For Western Michigan, they will be at Toledo this coming Saturday, October 5th, at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN+.